children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. A newly released documentary called River of Freedom is being shown in several cinemas across the country. The documentary focuses on the perspectives of the convoy who occupied Parliament grounds in 2022, who, in the film's own words, were fed up with COVID-19 restrictions and vaccine mandates. The film has been promoted on platforms like The Platform, Counterspin and Reality Check Radio, and has been accused of promoting disinformation. I spoke to activist, researcher and author of Fear, New Zealand's Hostile Underworld of Extremists, Byron C. Clark, about his initial impression of the documentary and looking out for misinformation and disinformation ahead of the election. Here is that interview. What is your initial impression of this documentary from what you've seen of it?
Yes, I haven't watched the full film yet, but from what I've seen and the people who are promoting it, this looks to be, you know, a very slanted view on the occupation of Parliament, and not that surprising, I guess, that the people who were involved would be creating their own media to tell their own version of history, because that's what a lot of these groups have been doing, is creating, you know, podcasts and video shows and that sort of thing. So I think there's actually another documentary along the same vein that's in the works as well.
The film has been heavily promoted on platforms like The Platform, Counterspin and Reality Check Radio. How would you categorise these sorts of platforms?
Well, in the case of Counterspin and Reality Check Radio, I think it's fair to say these are fake news platforms. I'm reasonably familiar with the content they have on their online platforms, and most of it is half truths or actual falsehood. The platform's an interesting one, as it seems to, you know, avoid any outright falsehoods, but does tend to push the envelope a bit and try and appeal to that same audience that Counterspin and Reality Check Radio have. Not totally surprised that they're also promoting this documentary.
The documentary has been accused of disinformation, which the director and those involved have denied. What sort of things would make a documentary like this disinformation?
Well, disinformation, contrasted with misinformation, is false information that is, you know, designed to cause some sort of harm, whether that's harm to an individual or a group or to society. So, you know, misinformation would be, if this documentary contained falsehoods, and disinformation would be if it contains falsehoods that are, you know, used to pursue a particular agenda, whether that is, you know, furthering the political goals of some of these groups or the financial goals of some of these groups, as well. So without having seen it, I can't say for certain if it's, you know, misinformation or disinformation or both, but quite possibly.
Given that the film's been released in the lead up to the election, what impact would you speculate the filmmakers or those involved might have wanted to have on the public?
Wouldn't surprise me at all if they're hoping to influence the way people vote. I don't know if it'll make a huge difference. There is a section of the electorate now that are totally disengaged from mainstream media and are getting their information or misinformation from the likes of Reality Check Radio and Counterspin. And I think this really is catering to that same audience. So I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on the election. But it's, you know, it's adding to that kind of misinformation, disinformation ecosystem that exists.
The documentary claims to represent the voice of the people, that being the people that occupied Parliament grounds last year, and they cited this as being the largest protest in New Zealand's recent history. Can you tell us a bit about how influential these groups really are in Aotearoa?
I think they can be a bit more influential than a lot of people realise. In the election, they've organised themselves into 8 different parties, none of whom are likely to make it into Parliament. But as well as that, we've seen in the news, you know, conspiratorial candidates who had places on the ACT party list who have now stood down, and several of them in New Zealand First as well. And you see New Zealand First dog whistling a bit to that conspiracy theory crowd, hoping to ride that wave back into Parliament. So it could be that, you know, these groups, while they're a small section of our society, could actually have, you know, some impact on what the next government looks like.
Is it surprising to you at all that a film with this sort of subject matter is being shown in cinemas? And has this ever happened before in your recollection?
Yeah, I'm not aware of a film like this, particularly a locally produced one, getting a cinematic showing. You know, there's been all sorts of conspiratorial documentaries over the last 20 years as documentary filmmaking became a lot cheaper with digital video, but a lot of them are, you know, straight to DVD or released online. So, you know, this having a cinematic release, you know, makes it look, I guess, like a more legitimate production than perhaps it is.
As the election is coming up, do you have any guidance for people on what they can do to stay away from misinformation and disinformation?
Yeah, my advice would just be to look at multiple sources, look at, you know, what parties are releasing themselves, but also look at, you know, reputable media sources, and, you know, just exercise a bit of criticism with what you're hearing, whether that's from, you know, these fringe parties or whether it's from mainstream politicians as well. Just think critically about what people are saying and, you know, vote accordingly.
That was Byron C. Clark on his thoughts on the documentary River of Freedom.